Chapter 10. Tommy. Fragments from the lost writings of Thomas Bace Lee, composed under duress in the period of his incarceration in the year of our Lord, 1998. 5-28-98. F-E-A-R. False evidence that appears real. Fear, the enemy of faith. Where faith is, fear isn't. I shall fear not. Why am I scared? Is she going to leave me? Will she come back? Does she really love me? If it's in fact, rap. Fear can make a person see something that's not there, or hear something that was not said. My cell is a one-man submarine. Worry is soul suicide. If in fact, she really, really loves me, then why did she leave me? And will she ever come back? Possible album title, Fear Drops from 5-29-98. Control your emotion, or it will control you. The angry man will defeat himself in battle, as well as in life. 5-31-98, written on the back of a pamphlet titled Our Daily Bread. Pamela. I'm sorry to hear that you're taking the incident that we had as the breakpoint of our marriage. It was a terrible incident. I'm being punished for it. They got us. The press, the stress, the public, etc. We let them destroy us. 6-1-98. To P. Lee. Could we dig up this treasure? Were it worth the pleasure? Where we wrote love's songs? God, we have parted way too long. Could the passionate past that has fled call back its dead? Could we live it all over again? Were it worth the pain? I remember we used to meet by a swing seat over the piano, and you chirped each pretty word with the air of a bird. And your eyes, they were blue, green, and gray, like an April day, but lit into amethyst when I stooped and kissed. I remember I could never catch you, for no one could match you. You had wonderful luminous fleet, little wings on your feet. I remember so well the hotel room, fun in the sun in Cancun, that beat that played in the living room and La Boom in the warm February sun. Could we live it over again? Were it worth this pain? Could the passion past that has fled call it back? Or is it dead? Well, if my heart must break, dear love, for your sake, it will break in music, I know. Poets' hearts break so. But strange that I was not told that the heart can hold in its tiny prison cell God's heaven and hell. Undated letter to Jay Leno. Jay, Pamela asked you not to go there, and you did. Pam said she talked to you after the show and told you she was upset. And she told me you said to her, don't worry, this will be good for her career. Is there anything you'd like to say to me about this? I consider what might have been called our friendship to be seriously damaged. Tommy Lee. P.S. The stand-up guy I thought you were might go back on the air and apologize for having given me a long-distance sucker punch. I'm not suggesting that you take my side publicly. I don't need anyone to do that. Without knowing all the facts, my private life should not have been grist for the mill of your program. 6-2-98. Pamela, please take Brandon aside and read this to him, okay? Thank you. Brandon, Daddy is at work playing the drums and wishes he could be with you on this special day. Daddy is always with you in spirit today and every day. You may be too young to understand, but I plant the seeds. You are perfect just as you are. Love is all there is, and now is all we have. So enjoy today. Happy birthday, lover boy. I miss you. Daddy. P.S. Pamela. Please squeeze him really, really, really tight for me from Daddy, okay? You can't even imagine what this is like for me to miss this. 6-25-98. My cell. This tiny room sounds so still. It smells like stale sulfur in the water. It seeps through the walls. It tastes like death. The floor has a sticky slime that is detriment to body and soul. I spin, not in circles, but in squares, from the shape of this room. 6-26-98. So there was a little geisha girl, ho, from Tokyo. She said she could blow, so I said, let's go. Yo, jump in my limo. Back to the no-tell motel for a little kiss and tell. Damn, my dick's starting to swell. So I gave her 2 glasses of panty remover, hoping to subdue her so I could screw her. I had no clue the bitch knew kung fu. Then my rubber blew. Oh my God, what's this green goo? Now I might have AIDS. At least I got laid. Wasn't worth what I paid for this pussy. Should I be afraid? Nah, just spray your dick with some Raid. Shit, I'm going crazy. What the fuck am I writing? I hope no one sees this. 7-28-98. Hi, baby. Here I sit in a cage on the rooftop with, for the first time in weeks, sunshine on my face. They only let me up here at 4 p.m., and I just caught what's left of the sun. Wow. Squinting from the rays that I'm not used to. I cried as sadness and pain remind me of why I'm here constantly, like a permanent scar. I hate it here, and I'm never coming back. God, I miss the sunshine. I heard you ask me what my fantasy was on the phone the other day, and I hesitated to say it because I didn't want to create any pressure about it. But I'd love to share it with you. And a letter is safer than a phone call. That way you can know what I'm feeling without feeling the pressure of having to say something. My fantasy is that when I'm released from jail, that I could see you and spend some time alone together, or perhaps find some time alone together. We have so many things to talk about. I would love to share with you how my life is going to be in so many ways different. When I look ahead into the future, I see a lot of happiness for Tommy. I'd also love to share all the new things I've learned with you. I miss your sparkling eyes. Also, I miss your phone calls and that smile that makes me weak. 7-31-98. Pamela, please don't send me your meaningless letters. How can you write that shit after fucking someone else? The president can admit his infidelity, but you can't. I don't trust you. Please leave me alone. You have no idea what love is or passion. My love is powerful. If yours was, you would have been able to stay home and be a mother and kept your panties on. You're right. You do need to keep your distance from me. I don't want to look at you. I'll throw up. You took my dream from me. My family. I will not let you kill my dream. I will one day find someone special who truly loves me. And you're right. There will never be another man like me. You make all this sound like I forced you into this. I think you're trying to make yourself feel better about yourself and the infidelity and choosing another man. This is all your choice, not mine. Can you say guilty? It will eat you alive. You have nothing at all to fear, and certainly the boys don't. I will not pursue you. I will answer your letter later. You've made the biggest mistake of your and the children's life. P.S. Hope you weren't wearing the cross I got you while you were getting fucked. 8-7-98. I've got 4 weeks left in here, and I need to get my head straight. Can you talk to me about this? I deserve to know. I need truth and clarity. I gotta make some decisions. Every human thought and every human action is based in either love or fear. Which one are you basing your decision on? 8-16-98. Soft, tender, nurturing. Who am I? A father of 2 boys. A creative and talented soul with a passion for music and a love of life and nature, the ocean and its creatures. Sunsets are my fave time of day. I've always loved children. I've also loved sex, movies, music, Fast cars, drawing, painting, water skiing, fishing, dirt bikes, boating, camping. An addictive personality would be accurate. I can be manipulating too, only in fear of losing her. Who did I marry? Pamela is sexy, sensitive, shy, nurturing, loving, passionate, sometimes crazy and scattered. She's a caretaker. She's also controlling, sheltered, closed. She needs lots of attention. She needs to live. Go outside in nature and enjoy. I can't remember the last time we walked together. I would ask a lot, but no response. Don't blame yourself, Tommy. 8-16-98. Oh, God. I just heard Pamela's voice on the phone. I'm trembling with tears. I miss her so much. Back to the walking thing, we were trapped a lot. Prisoners of our own celebrity. Nobody understands what it's like to be trapped in jail without my family. The pain is unbearable. Christy spent hours with Pam last night and didn't really have any info for me. Bummer. I could really use some in here. The day before, I spent 2 hours on the phone with Christy. She had to mention me. The silence is killing me. I feel like my childhood is here. Silence. 9-1-98. I will be there for you no matter what. When I get out, karate, steak, bath, Hawaii. When I get out of here, there are some things I desire to do. Eat a steak, take a long look at the sunset at the beach. A long bath with lots of bubbles. With you would be awesome, too. That, too, with you wouldn't suck. Some karate lessons and boxing again. Also, Hawaii for 7 days. Pam, I want you to know that I will always be there for you. Even if things don't work out for us. No matter what. Okay? 9-4-98. Written on a post-it note. Love. Stay centered. Strength.